MC Jack Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars postgame is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
We're underway. Jaguars postgame. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey in Jacksonville. Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor down in South Florida on the phone line with us after a crushing overtime loss. 23-20, the Jets over the Jaguars. Fred, let's start with it. This had almost everything in it today. The offense didn't have the best showing today. Blake Bortles struggled. Some play calling issues maybe towards the end of the game there. The defense made big plays in the fourth quarter to get them back in the game. You had a lot of everything today, but at the end of the day, Fred, it is a crushing overtime loss with just seconds to go.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, JP, no matter how you shaped it up. Definitely a bag of everything that you can possibly imagine in an NFL football game. But it started at the very beginning. You know, for me, it pretty much ended how it started. And, from the defensive side, you know, you got to play through the, I'm quoting Bobby Bowden here, and I thought I would never do that. You got to play through the echo or the whistle, right? And you got to hustle. And sometimes when you hustle, you can do a little bit too much. And, the way it ended was Aurelius Ben in the holding. You know, definitely hustle there, but again, a little bit too much effort, and really that was along with the other big plays in the game, that penalty was the biggest play in the entire game, in my opinion. And you can't win on the road making those sorts of mistakes.
Fred, even if you take out the 75-yard touchdown run, the Jags were getting gashed on the ground today. I mean, look, the secondary is the strength of the defense, but this run defense is underperforming, isn't it, from what we expected four games in?
I would definitely agree with you, Mike, and say they're underperforming in that area of the, you know, of the defense. You know, but again, you know, when a lot of times, much like, okay, they're in my opinion right now, as I see them, they remind me of the Indianapolis Colts defense right now, a defense that was sack hungry. They wanted to get upfield and not necessarily play the run well. You know, their philosophy was, we're going to play the run on the way to the quarterback. And it pretty much seems as if that's what you're getting from the Jaguars defense right now.
Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, J.P. Shadrick, Jaguars postgame. We'll have the first word with head coach Doug Marrone as well. Jeff Loggeman standing by outside of the Jaguars locker room today after a 23-20 loss to the New York Jets in week four to fall to a record of 2-2. The Jets improve to 2-2 today. There were certain situations, Fred, some short yardage situations in the game, a third and one that sticks out in my mind. That
mine
Leonard
too.
Fournette was actually, we'll come back to that, Fred. Let's go to to New York, and Jeff Loggeman has head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Doug, certainly a tough game just because you had some opportunities there in overtime and also in regulation to where you could have gotten this game and gotten on the W side.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it was a game early on that, you know, we went down there, we three and out, we come back and score, and then, you know, they break a big run, and we just got to, you know, touch someone down, and, you know, we gave up some of those explosive runs. So we've got to make sure that we correct that, because that was, you know, two long touchdown runs, another big run that gave up the 3 points, and the batted ball was another 3 points, you know. So, you know, those are things that we obviously have to correct, because, you know, we can't keep playing like that. Offensively early, I thought, you know, New York, I gave them credit. They took away a couple of shots early. We wanted to get a couple of shots. We weren't able to get that. So, you know, they deflected some balls on us. You know, when it's time to run it, we could run it. Special team-wise, I thought Norton did a good job, you know, trying to keep us in. He had, you know, two big punts. But, you know, then at the end of the game, you know, their guy stepped up and made a good punt, and we misjudged it. And, you know, we get the ball back in there, and then we get a penalty, you know. And there was two, you know, obviously a couple of crucial penalties. You know, one on, you know, we were holding for the touchdown at the end. You know, there was one, you know, hands to the face, you know, earlier in the game, that those things kind of get overlooked. And then obviously, you know, the last one, you know, the unsportsmanlike. So, you know, those are the things that, you know, I got to take responsibility for and start cleaning those things up. And we just got to stick together and go back to work.
you know, situation you point out, you're talking about offense, defense, special teams. So, hey, look, as a team, this is when you take as a team, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, team, coaches, everybody, you know, we've just got to go back to work. It's, you know, disappointing the first quarter, you know, of the season. We had an opportunity to go 3-1. We're 2-2. And now, you know, we've got to get ourselves ready for the second quarter and get ourselves ready to go.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Doug Marrone, Jaguars head coach outside of the locker room in New York, 23-20. The final score, Jets win in overtime. We'll come back. Jeff Lagerman goes inside the locker room. We'll have more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey as well. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring.
Obviously, I mean, everyone was out there, so, you know, it was a difficult game. We gave, you know, we started out, you know, started out pretty good, you know, with 3-and-out. We get the ball, we go down the field, drive, and score a touchdown. And then, you know, obviously, we give up a big 75-yard run. You know, we just got to touch them down and, you know, get in our gaps. And, you know, so really, we gave up a lot of points early, you know, with the two big runs with 14. Another big run, we gave up three. And then we had the batted ball intercepted, you know, which was another three, which was 20. We got to do a better job too offensively. You know, we weren't able. They did. I give the Jets credit. Obviously, they did a nice job. They took away a lot of the deep stuff. You know, what I'm saying early on. You know, we've got to make more plays there, and then we've got to make plays in special teams. I thought that, you know, Brad did a nice job. He had the two good punts, put us in good position. You know, and then, you know, their punter came back and made a nice punt at the end, and we couldn't get the ball out of there. And then we have, you know, the penalties, you know, the one penalty on the touchdown, obviously on the screen, you know, at the end of the fourth quarter. And then, you know, we had this penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct at the end. So, you know, it was a game that was going back and forth and, you know, all three phases, a lot of things that we can correct, we can do a better job as coaches, players. Disappointing that, you know, we had a chance to go 3-1 in the first quarter of the season. You know, we wound up 2-2. And then, you know, now we've got to go back and, you know, get ready for the second quarter. No, I knew that he was holding the block for a long time, but it was all on the far end, so I really didn't have a chance to see it.
Did Puz get penalized for what he said?
For taunting, they told me, on the sideline. I don't know. Well, I said the same thing.
How out of character is that?
I'm going to take a look at that one. I mean, that's way, you know, out of character, you know. And, you know, I even said something to Gene afterwards. I'm like, you realize, you know, it was on 51. It was on Puz. I mean, you know, it might be the first one he's ever had in his life.
As disappointing as it was to take the loss, was it a good thing the way the team came back from behind and made it?
You know, I think I'd like to be able to say yes, you know, but I think that, you know, there's still a way when you come back there that you got to finish, you know. So, you know, from that standpoint, the battling back and the momentum was going back and forth all day. So it was good to grab it back. You know, the defense obviously grabbed that momentum for us, you know, with the turnovers. You know, with Miles making the big play, you know, for the touchdown, that swung it. And then, you know, a couple other ones, we were close, you know, getting some of the other ones, but that, you know, obviously it wasn't good. But I think really just want to finish with a win. So it's hard. We'll look at, you know, what we could have done a better job to finish the game.
Doug, do you feel like you need to get Leonard more carries and short yardage, goal line, kind of those kind of situations?
I think those situations, you know, and obviously it's a lot of it is what the toll is. We feel we have two good ones. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we missed 2 third-and-ones, you know, that was crucial too, you know. So situationally, I think when you look at all the different situations, you know, we have to improve on them. And that's why, you know, when you don't do a good job in those situations, you know, sometimes you're lucky and you get away with it, you know, and sometimes you don't. And, you know, today we didn't get away with, you know, not performing in those situations.
How disappointing was it to see Marquise drop that ball at the 30?
Well, I mean, you know, it's always disappointing for any player, you know, that you don't see that work so hard and does all those things. So, you know, I'm sure, obviously, no one goes out there with the intention of doing that. So, you know, I know how hard he works and I know how hard he tries, and, you know, we'll go right back to him.
First and goal, I think it was 6 and 3 straight passes. A little surprise.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you know, you look during the week, there's a lot of all-out pressure in there, you know what I'm saying, from the 6-yard line. So, again, it was just a game plan situation, what we're doing. They did a nice job. There's a lot of different things, you know, that happened during the course of the game schematically, you know, different front versus our 21 personnel, things of that nature. So, you know, different coverages. We switched up coverages a couple times and did a nice job. So just think it's back and forth on what you plan.
How do you think Blake played?
Excuse me?
How do you think Bortles played?
Well, I think when you lose a game, it's hard to say anyone has played well. I think everybody want to play better, want to get plays back, want to do those type of things. No different than me. I want to get some calls back and, you know, obviously everyone else. So I think when you don't perform well, you're going to look back, and obviously, you know, you want to do a better job than what happened.
Doug, how much of a battle is it, the balance for Fournette? I think he ended up with 25-plus touches, but you're going in and out with Ivory and – you just have to be careful how much you use.
Just want to keep him fresh. Yeah.
Jack seemed to come up injured or limping on one of the plays in overtime.
Who was that?
Right? Miles Jack, one linebacker.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is he all right?
I didn't even get an injury report yet.
What do you think happened with the run defense?
It's not that difficult. Everyone knows. I mean, we're a single high safety, you know, gap team. So when someone gets pushed out of that gap or someone gets reached in the gap, you know, I'm saying it opens up holes. You know, very difficult to comprehend that when you're committing everyone to one gap. So, you know, they did a nice job. We were able to get, you know, got us in a gap. Missed tackles too, you know, at the second and third levels.
Coach, I know you're busy on game days, but as a former Jets offensive line coach, did you get a chance to see Kevin Mawai today?
Yeah, I saw him before the game, and, you know, obviously, you know, I had a great experience with him. It's an honor that's well-deserved, and, you know, I know that, you know, the next honor for him is also well-deserved in being in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he deserves that. He's an outstanding player, an outstanding friend in person. So, you know, it was good. You know, I saw a couple of guys, you know, before that, you know, obviously I coached here. And, you know, we had a lot of good times. So I appreciate it. You know, I wish I could see them on a social occasion. But, you know, obviously I'm here on business.
Does it make any feeling because of your relationship any a little more disappointing because your old team and all that and so forth?
No, I'm a football coach. You know, I get paid to coach games and put out, you know, put a team on the field that can win. And we didn't get that done today. So it starts with me.
Thanks, Coach. Yep. Anyone else coming in?
Yeah, quarterback.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service.
Blake, I think you guys have a personal role. The six there late in regulation, three straight passes, no runs, a little surprised by play calls? Or
No, that was something. You know, they were a big all-out team, especially down there inside the five. They brought everybody and played man-to-man coverage, so... you know, it was kind of in the plan. We were going to have to throw the ball down there to score because they were bringing the house, and they actually ended up never bringing it. So, you know, we just got to make plays. The calls were fine. We just got to make plays and score a touchdown.
Is that frustrating because you came so close, you came back, and then they ended up losing that way?
Yeah, it is. You know, I thought the defense played unbelievably, you know, to get us back in the game, make a couple plays, give us some good field position in the ball. Score 7 points. I thought they did a good job. We got to find ways to make plays offensively, score touchdowns, and put games like that away. You know, hats off to the Jets. They played well, did a good job, but we got to be better in that offensively.
Well, you had a good first drive, obviously. Then after that, everything was tough.
Yeah, it was a good start. You know, we did everything we wanted to do. I felt as though, you know, everybody was comfortable with the plan. They were, you know, doing what we thought they were going to do. And then, you know, we got stagnant. So, you know, we got to find ways. It's a good job starting fast. We got to find ways to maintain that and make it consistent throughout the game.
Coach talked about the fact you could have been 3-1 instead of 2-2. Is that a little frustrating also?
Yeah, it is. You know, our goal is to win, you know, each quarter of the season. There's four quarters, you know, kind of broken down into four games. That's how we look at it. And you know, we went 2-2 in the first quarter, so it's a loss, you know, in the grand scheme of things. But we're 2-2, and we got a chance to go start the second quarter fresh and go win some ball games.
Blake, was the balance of play calling where you wanted it to be? I mean, did you want it more one way or the other? Did you see something different?
No, you know, I thought it was called well. I thought Nathaniel did a really good job. We had a good plan. Everybody was comfortable and confident in it. And, you know, as you saw on the first drive, we were able to execute it. You know, we went up and down the field on numerous drives. We got to find ways to get touchdowns and then obviously stay on the field. And, you know, penalties I think were an issue again a little bit, so we got to find ways to eliminate that as well.
Message all week has been consistency. Four games in, it's been up, down, up, down. At what point do you sit there and think, maybe that's kind of who we are.
You know, I don't know. I think that's tough to look at it as, you know, who we are and accept that, because I think the guys in that locker room are a lot better than that. I think we have an extremely good football team, and I think we have an extremely good coaching staff that's able to get us ready week in and week out. So it's on us as a group of players to be able to go out and execute and you know, kind of control that consistency that we're talking about and that we're looking for, because we have the ability to do it.
Thank you.
That's it for here, guys.
Thank you.
With the defense, do your job man to a man, be honest with each other, and they'll find a way to get it done.
And finally, this is, I guess, a question on Blake, but it could be on the entire Jaguars team. They were sharp last week. They were not so sharp, dull, if you will, this week in areas. Is this the Jaguars of 2017?
You know, I would like to say I hope not, JP. I mean, I want them to find their consistency button. You know, press that thing, man. Let's stay on a little roll. Let's get on a roll. Not a roller coaster. We can't have a whole lot of ups and downs. But find a way to, you know, stay consistent. The penalties, try and minimize those. And you'll keep yourself in a lot of ball games, and you'll come out on top in most of them.
There you have it. The Xfinity Lightning Fast questions for Fred Taylor. How do you press the consistency button? What does that
JP,
look like?
You just... It's big and it's red. No, it's actually orange and blue. Let me stop. Okay, so what they have to do is just go back and watch the film. Watch the film and continue to just come out, you know, and find your routine and just come out there for next Sunday and try to be better each week. And, you know, eventually if you're doing the right things, that button will press itself. I hope that made sense.
Yeah, it does. And this team's 2-2.
They're 2-2, no time to panic.
So is everybody else, by the way. I mean, it's not like, right. You know, Houston destroyed Tennessee today, so both of those teams are 2-2, and we'll see what happens with Indy.
If you would have said at the start of the season, guys, and a lot of fans would have said, I'll take 2-2 after four games, right?
Somewhat.
2 months ago,
sure.
You would have.
Maybe.
Yeah,
We're not 2 months ago, though.
True.
The way they played, coming in, that's fine. We may have, you know what, a year ago we may have said
sure,
that, too.
Sure, so. Absolutely. But they had an opportunity today to be 3-1. They didn't do it.
Right.
This is a good
great
team.
Opportunity.
You can clearly see, as transparent as any other season-to-season, team-to-team, this team is much better than last year, the year before that, because the Tennessee game that they lost, clearly it was penalties that led to the turnovers. But, I mean, yes, it's football. We can look at it and say, well, that happens every year. But then you look at this game, you look at the big play, a hustle play there. You're not, you know, sure if the guy is down or not. They're going to go back and coach that up. That's 7 points. And then the batted ball right there in front of your end zone, the defense plays great stance, have great defense stance right there, held them to 3. You know, so that's 10 points. So, I mean, it's clearly a better team. But they just have to find a way to shave off that sort of play so they can be a much better team and a dominant force in the league this year.
Let's come back with the highlights from today's game in New York, a 23-20 loss for the Jags to the New York Jets in overtime. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC? You said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work, and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
My name's Michael. I'm a water treatment manager. The pristine water we get from the aquifer allows us to keep the treatment costs low. So when you get your bill, it's more related to consumption than it is to the actual treatment. If you can be more vigilant as a customer on using water to irrigate their lawn, not only will it save you money, but it saves the resource.
Find out how you can use less water on your lawn at jea.com/onewater.
How do you become the best-selling SUV? You make it safe with driver assist technology. You make it smart with a hands-free liftgate. You make it for game day. And every day. Helping you win in life. That's Ford. The number one SUV lineup in the U.S. over the last 27 years. See for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Based on 1990 through 2016 SUV cumulative sales total by manufacturer.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
Workers' comp and auto injury claims can be complicated. That's why you need a pharmacy that specializes in handling workers' comp and auto injury prescriptions. Smart Workers Pharmacy won't make you wait days for your prescriptions. They'll fill your workers' comp or auto injury prescriptions right away with no upfront cost to you and deliver them right to your front door. When you think of workers' comp and auto, think Smart Workers Pharmacy. Ask your prescriber about Smart Workers Pharmacy or visit smartworkerspharmacy.com to learn more. The official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know, fits here and there. We got caught out of our gaps a couple times, and they took advantage of it. So, I mean.
Jaguars postgame continues after a 23-20 loss for the Jags to the New York Jets in overtime at MetLife Stadium. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. We'll get to the highlights from today's game, and it started quick for the Jags. Again, the opening drive, the Jaguars got things going on offense after a three and out forced by the Jags D. First possession for the Jaguars, 10 plays, 61 yards. Leonard Fournette scores a touchdown for the fourth straight game, the first Jaguar to score in his first four games ever.
Play fake. Bortles throws it to Fournette to the 10-yard line, to the 5-yard line. Leonard Fournette into the end zone. Touchdown. A 10-yard touchdown pass from Bortles to Fournette, and Jacksonville strikes first at MetLife Stadium.
And you're thinking, okay, here we go. Wembley moving to New York, right? Here we go. It's 7-0. The Jags are rolling on defense. They score on offense. Then it gets weird, really weird. And it doesn't become normal again, really, the rest of the day. Next play from scrimmage for the Jets offense. Bilal Powell looks like he went down, but he got up. Nobody touched him. 75-yard touchdown.
Toss sweep to the right. Stumbling, but making some yards that time.
He was
they
never
did not
touched.
Whistle him down. He was not touched. Bilal Powell is going the distance. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown. He was not whistled down.
75 yards. It was reviewed. They could not overturn it, so it's a touchdown tied at 7. Myers hit a field goal, 30 yards, made it 10-7 Jaguars. Catanzaro hit a 45-yarder, tied the game at 10, and that's how the half would end, as Catanzaro missed a field goal with the only seconds to go before halftime. So 10-10 the halftime score, but then the Jets' run game gets going again. They had gashed him a couple of times in the first half for long runs. They did it again on the opening drive, opening possession of the second half for the Jets. This is Elijah McGuire for 69 yards and a score.
Under center is McCown this time. Gives it to McGuire. He's got a lot of room. 35-40 into the open field, into Jaguar territory. 40, 30, 20, 10. He is going to go the distance. That is going to be a touchdown for the New York Jets.
Two-play drive, 82 yards, 69-yard score, 17-10 Jets. The Jets defense had an opportunity on defense. They got some pressure on Bortles. Another tipped ball. This one intercepted by a defensive lineman.
Play fake. Bortles batted into the air. That ball's going to be picked off. It was batted into the air by the defensive lineman, Tony Ely, and then he picked it off.
Incredible play by Ely. Set up the Jets to the 7-yard line. The Jags defense made a stand, though. Held a field goal. 26-yard field goal was good. That made it a two-score game, 20-10 at that point. Myers missed a 52-yard field goal. Then the Jags come back on defense. And, boy, the Jets are knocking on the door. They have a chance to put it up three scores with a touchdown. It was first down and 10 from the 14-yard line. Going in, they threw the ball backwards. Miles Jack is there for the scoop and score.
Shotgun. They throw it in the back. Well, that's a lateral. It's picked up by the Jaguars. That is picked up by Miles Jack. He's going to run it back all the way. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville. That went backwards. It's going to be a touchdown for the Jaguars.
81-yard fumble return touchdown for Miles Jack from what would have been a three-score game to a three-point game. Jags trail 20-17. Boye got a big interception to set up the Jags in a short field. Myers hit a 22-yard field goal to tie it.
27-yarder from the left hash to tie the game. Nortman will hold it. He gets it down. Myers kicks it up. And the kick is good.
Stuck it in there. You heard some screeches in the background there at MetLife Stadium. But it was good. It tied the game at 20. We go to overtime. We roll through overtime. Back and forth. Punt, 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 punt. Some calls towards the end of the game where you had some questions on offense. A couple of key penalties in overtime, including one on Puzlesny on the sideline. It set up the short field with only seconds to play, and Catanzaro hit the game winner.
Snap is good. Catanzaro kicks it up, and he drills it. And the Jets have taken a 23-20 victory.
In overtime, 41-yard field goal to win it. 23-20 the final. The Jets improved to 2-2. The Jags fall to a record of 2-2. They're tied for first place in the AFC South. We'll come back with the Everbank Stats Check and plenty more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. Jags fall in overtime, 23-20 to the Jets. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Hey, Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit Everbank Field on game day through the Everbank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win two club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/takethefield today. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/takethefield. Sponsor Everbank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Jaguars postgame continues, 23-20, overtime loss for the Jags to the New York Jets today. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Get into the stats check coming up, but we're sitting here during the break, Fred, here in Jacksonville, just going through the what-ifs in this game.
Oh, man.
That's a laundry list of if one thing happens, then the rest of them might not happen today. If you touch Powell down, maybe it's different. If you make a catch, Marquise Lee, at the end, it's different. If you catch the punt at the end, if you don't hold on the screenplay, Aurelius Ben, that's a touchdown. You could do this all day long.
Well, man, you know what? The Aurelius Ben play, maybe if he doesn't hold, you never know. Because the guy is right there. Maybe he tackles Fournette.
Maybe Fournette trucks him. You never know.
The one, though, Fred, the Marquise Lee drop, Blake put a ball perfect right on his hands. I mean, just catch it and fall down at the spot, and you've got a reasonable field goal chance to win the game.
Yeah, that's a what if, and what if he catches the punt? I mean, even if we go three and out, you get Nortman to bang a big punt with a big leg, and now the Jets are backed up, and What if that happens? And what if that happens, then Pozlesny, he doesn't get the unsportsmanlike. Yeah. You know, so and the Jets have to fight back. But the defense were three and out. Were third down stop, third down 18 stop, third down 9 stop. Then they kick the field goal there and win it. You know, I mean, so what if? That's the thing for sure.
No doubt. And let's take a look at the Everbank stats check, starting with the team statistics today. Total yardage in favor of the Jets, 471 to 311. Cover your ears, Fred. Rushing yardage today, 200.
I want to hear this.
Do you? 256 to 175. Jets.
I'm still a running back, JP. I mean,
yes,
granted, I'm sorry it was against my boys, but I'm still a running back.
250.
I love to hear when it's rush plus 200.
256. That includes a 75-yard touchdown, a 69-yard touchdown. There was a 33-yarder in the game at one point. So big-time gash plays by the Jets. But they still ran the ball on top of those three plays, too, to get to 256 today. Penalties, 10 for 70 yards for the Jets, 6 for 47 in costly times for the Jaguars. The Jets turned it over twice in the waning stages of this game, the fumble recovery for a touchdown and the Boye interception. The defense stood up towards the end of the ball game to get them back in it today. Jags turned it over once, and there you have it, the team stats today, man. Hey, I got to get, before we get to the individual stats, the defense, when they had to, towards the end, the fourth quarter, it was about to be a three-score game. They took advantage of a what-if for the Jets, too, by the way, on throwing the ball backwards and scored no matter what. From a three-score game to a three-point game at that point, they got a pick later, kept them in the game when it could have been long decided. At least that's what I think.
It didn't matter at the end. They did keep them in the game, but they still gave up an atrocious amount of rushing yards, even if you take out the 75-yard run, even if he falls down there, the drive continues. Who knows what else they do there? And I thought some key third down conversions as well, Fred. You know, guys either running slants in front of the cornerbacks or McCown, particularly in the first half, he had a lot more time in the pocket to find Jeremy Curley on some third downs. I don't think there's one side of the football that can point the finger at the other today, Fred.
No, it's team ball. They definitely shouldn't be able to go back and point the finger. I mean, as you mentioned there, you just got to go out there and you got to make the plays when you're supposed to make the plays. Point blank simple, watch the film, brush this one under the carpet, get ready for the second quarter of the season.
All right, here's what we got individually today. Blake Bortles, 15 of 35 passing today for 140 yards, one touchdown. The one interception, a passer rating of 52.1. On the other side, Josh McCown, 22 of 31, 224, and no touchdowns, a pick, and he had a passer rating of 77.9. Leonard Fournette ran it 24 times for 86 yards. He caught 4 for 59, so he's the leading rusher and the leading receiver for the team. Scored one touchdown, had another one called back due to penalty. On the other side, Bilal Powell, 21 carries for a 163, 7.8 yards per carry. And Elijah McGuire really hurting him too. 10 for 93 as well off the bench, backing up Powell. Robbie Anderson led the Jets with three catches for 59 yards. Defensively, Telvin Smith, 13 total tackles, including 11 solos. Miles Jack had 8 solo tackles in the game and the fumble recovery for the touchdown. Unique Ngakoue with a pair of sacks today. Demario Davis led the way with 8 stops for the Jets. So there you have it.
There you have it. The Everbank stats check.
Yes, only stat that matters, scoreboard.
23-20 was that stat today. In overtime, the Jets get a win over the Jags. We will come back and select a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game in today's loss. This is Jaguars Postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
At Steinmark, we love all the seasons, but football season may be our favorite, and we know our fellow Jaguars fans will agree.
Whether you're looking for something for game day or every day, we have the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with 6 convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. Visit us in-store or online at steinmart.com. Steinmart, saving is a beautiful thing.
Here's why our members say they choose ViStar Credit Union.
I choose ViStar because everyone's friendly and I just love coming to ViStar. If I do my banking, I'll never change.
I love the service. Every time I come in, it's always service with a smile.
I love ViStar. I will never go anywhere else. I'm very happy here.
To join, visit any branch or ViStarCU.org. At ViStar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back, and that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. Jaguars postgame, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. 23-20, the final. Jets over the Jags in overtime in week 4. Jags fall to 2-2. Jets improve to 2-2. It is time now, gentlemen, to select a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. I get a vote. Mike, you get a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. And it ought to be interesting voting today, I believe. Mike, you want to go first today?
Sure, if you want me to. My guy is Miles Jack. I thought, to me, he stood out certainly with the touchdown, but he also had 8 tackles, 1 for a loss. He got a big hit on McCown early in the football game as well. So 9 total tackles, 8 solos, fumble recovery, returned 81 yards for a touchdown. That gets my vote today.
I'm kind of with you on that, but you kind of stole my thunder a bit, so I'm going to switch it up. You're like this, Fred. So I'm going to go Leonard Fournette today. Mr. Everything on offense, 24 carries, 86 yards. He still hasn't broken the big one yet. He went only 11 for his longest today, but he had a touchdown reception, had another taken away on penalty, 4 for 59 yards receiving today on 5 targets. So just to make it interesting, I'm going Leonard Fournette with my vote today. Fred?
I love both you guys. I absolutely love both of you guys. I mean, Mike, I agree with you because on my sheet here, I have Miles Jack. JP, I agree with you. On my sheet, I have Leonard Fournette. Tough one. But because the running back position, I absolutely love. And in honor of rushing yards, 175 by Jacksonville and 256. Sorry that the Jets rushed for that much, but I just like to see the running game. It would have been a beautiful thing if we had seen that and, you know, gotten the win. But that's whatever. I'm going with Leonard Fournette. I say all of that to say I'm going with Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, and Leonard Fournette ended up, he had 8 carries in the first half, had 16 in the second half in overtime combined. So it's not like he had a light workload, but
in the situations you want to see him.
Right, you almost feel like the cliche of the only guy who can stop Leonard Fournette is Nathaniel Hackett. You know, not calling his number, not having him on the field.
Mike, during the broadcast, I mean, you say Nathaniel Hackett, but the guys there, and I don't know how much they know. I don't know who's in charge of the rotation, but the guys on the broadcast said that it was Coach Wheatley, the running backs coach. He has a field thing for, you know, when to put the guys in. So, and Coach Hackett's defense, and again, I don't know.
You want, then that's fine. Whoever the coach is that
doesn't have Leonard Fournette.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
I'm with you.
So, but because of you, all the years I've played, the offensive coordinator has the last say. So I understand why you would say Coach Hackett. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you on that. Because you have certain plays as a coordinator that you're going to call down there and say, hey, I want to see this guy. You know, we got him the third pick. So I want to see him in these clutch situations because he's our playmaker. You understand? So I want to see him out there. I thought he was injured. And then later in the game, I see him come back in. I saw him hobbling a, you know, player or two here or there, you know, and I'm looking out for the injury report this week. But that was the only thing that allowed Leonard to become my player to game pick over Miles, is because I saw a lot of heart. He was gimpy and kind of limpy, mm-hmm. and he kept fighting and mashing the ball ahead. That was the reason he was my pick of the game.
All right, so there you have it.
Good pick. I got no problem with Fournette.
But I'm with you on Miles, too, because without that heads-up play to return fumble, it turned the game around.
Right.
They're sitting there looking to maybe go up 17 points dead, game over.
Yeah.
Over. Big play by Miles. That's the reason he's definitely a huge play. Great play.
Ah. We'd give it back for the W, man.
Yeah, I think so. So the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game today is Leonard Fournette with 24 carries, 86 yards. He had 4 receptions, 59 yards, and a receiving touchdown today. When we return, the injury report. A handful of guys, noticeable injuries today. We'll get to those when we come back. 23-20 in overtime. The Jags fall to the Jets. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
My name's Casey. I'm a JTA wastewater treatment manager. My responsibility to the community is to assure their health and safety when it comes to the environment and also the health and safety of the St. John's River itself.
We treat the water we've all used so we can safely put it back into the environment. Thanks to you, our community's use of reclaimed water is up to 14 million gallons a day and growing.
Find out more about reclaimed water and other conservation tips at jea.com/onewater.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Just download and register on the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a 4-piece buttermilk chicken tenders, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through December 31st at participating McDonald's.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, we became the first micro distillery in the state of Texas, and we're still making the same smooth stuff after all these years. We're still cooking in a pot still, working with our dogs by our sides, having fun and tasting batches, and I'm still wearing the same hat, even after all these years. Head over to titosvodka.com to learn more about what else we're doing the same. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
We continue on Jaguars postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor, 23-20 the final. The Jets in overtime get the Jaguars with only seconds to play, 26 seconds to go, in fact, before a tie. Instead, the Jets win it. And the Jags fall to 2-2. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. A.J. Cann early in the game had a finger issue, but came back into the game. Miles Jack looked towards the end of overtime to come off with an injury. In fact, you saw on the TV portion they had to switch helmets out because Miles Jack always has the wireless headset in his helmet.
Right.
So one of the equipment managers for the Jags had to run a new helmet out to Posluszny in the huddle before one of those final plays. So no word on Miles Jack. And as we mentioned earlier, Leonard Fournette had come out of the ball game limping off late, but then came back onto the field. But, Fred, did you see – was there a little difference in Fournette after he limped off there?
No, I didn't see much difference. Okay. I didn't see a lot of difference because he came back in. But when I saw him limp, he came back in another series, so I didn't see much.
Okay. Well, that's going to be obviously something to watch this week. He's had lower extremity issues in this past at LSU and in camp and early this year. So it's something for a running back. It starts with the feet, Fred. We talk about this all the time. It starts down there. And if something's wrong there, it's not a good thing.
Right. It always starts with something small that eventually becomes something huge, JP. Let's just hope that it's more important to him to stay in the stadium, you know, and get his body taken care of. That needs to be the only thing that matters to him at any point during the season.
Now, Fred, you got to bounce back from this. You've had a road trip to London, even though it's not technically a road game. Road trip to New York, you come home, you're right back on a plane later on this week to Pittsburgh, and it's not going to get any easier there as they had a good win for themselves today against the Baltimore Ravens, certainly not as dominating as the Jags win last week. Any chance that all this road tripping will, you know, have a negative effect on them 3 weeks in a row?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think the logistics are good. The players, they have a routine at this particular point in the season. You know, they just want to play. No, it doesn't matter where you play. They want to play. It will do one thing, I think, Mike. It'll make them feel back at home when they get home. And I hope that it doesn't have an adverse effect where they, you know, sort of relax. Going into another team's territory sort of is an additional, you know, piece of motivation that the guys use. So I think they'll be geeked up and ready to play. And then it's the Steelers. You know, they're facing Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, you know, the young Watt. So it's some good matchups out there to be able to look forward to for next week.
Let's come back then and preview next week's game a little bit more and see where the Jags are. It's 2-2 record now. They're tied for first place. One final thought from Fred Taylor. Mike Dempsey coming up. Final score 23-20. Jets win it in overtime over the Jaguars. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
This is Tony Buscelli. With four drivers in my house and two of them being teenage boys, my car insurance is one of the biggest pains in my pocketbook. After hearing about GEICO for years, I finally made a call to a local GEICO agent to get a quote. Wow, was I impressed. Not only did they save me a bunch of money on my insurance every month, but the process was quick and easy, and the agent I worked with, Margaret, treated me like family. I can't tell you how happy I am I made that call to a local GEICO agent. GEICO, saving people on car insurance for over 75 years.
It's fourth down and 10.
Hey, did you see DirecTV lets you watch all the games for $60 a month?
But it jumps to over $100 after 3 months.
What was that?
That's just a legal disclaimer.
And jumps again to over $150 after a year.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could cost you over $3,500 over 2 years.
At least it's the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Don't get caught off guard by DirecTV. Switch to Xfinity today. Compares DirecTV choice package as of 8/21/17. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day cash promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399805.
Final segment of Jaguars postgame. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Next week, the Jags and the Pittsburgh Steelers from Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. A place where Fred has done some work in his career.
Damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see if the Jaguars can do some work this time, the current Jaguars. A 2-2 record. The team's tied for first place, Fred. It's a 2-2 after four games. It could be better, yes, we know, after a loss like today's. But it is what it is. It is early. It's the quarter pole of the season. And I think we asked this earlier tonight. This is kind of the feel of this Jaguars team. A really good outing 1 week. Not so good the next week. At least so far, that's been the trend here.
If the trend remains, JP, I mean, should we just say, let's not show up next week, put that in the bag against the Steelers?
Automatic win, right?
Automatic, baby. But I don't know. I mean, we hope that it's, you know, not going to be a roller coaster season and they'll win a lot more games than they'll lose, because you're going to lose some games. You're going to lose some games by, you know, mental errors, by penalties. You're gonna lose some football. But, you know, the bad teams never find a way to win. They never find a way to not beat themselves, you know, and let's just hope they get closer to the side of being a good team and find a way to minimize those penalties at costly situations. I went back during the break and looked at the turnover battle, and I saw that they finished the game plus one. It's rare that, you know, you finish the game in positive turnover margin ratio and lose the game. You know, but that throws – you throw the penalties in and the inopportune times and the big plays, and you don't make enough big plays. So let's hope they go up to – get back, watch the film, make corrections, and go up to Heinz Field so we can have a better, you know, conversation on the post-game radio show next week.
Fred, when you've been on a team that's lost a game, maybe that you thought you were the better team, or you lost it in part because you made a lot of your team made a lot of mental errors or silly mistakes, is it tougher to come back from that kind of a loss, or is it easier to come back and say, "Hey, you know what? We're better than we showed." What do you think the Jaguars' response will be,
Mike? Man, you just sent me back to 1999, and I hate going there. Sometimes I only hope I can go there and age, but the Tennessee Titans, man, every time I hear the word Titan, I kind of peek around, you know, kind of like I'm still upset. We had the much better team, you know, and unfortunately that day, three times that year, they were better. We were better than everyone else in the NFL except them and obviously the St. Louis Rams, who ended up winning it. But, yeah, I mean, you make a mistake here, you say, man, if we didn't do that, we beat this team because we're better. You know, but that's football. That's the beauty of it. You know, you're not going to get those plays back. So you have to take advantage of the moment and your opportunity when you can.
The next opportunity is coming up Sunday,
yes,
Heinz Field in
that's
Pittsburgh.
Right.
And, Fred, we will talk to you next week before and after that ballgame.
Since I've been quoting everybody, let me quote Bart Scott. Can't wait!
I like it. Fred Taylor, pride of the Jaguars running back. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Fred.
All right, guys. Be well.
Sounds good, man. For those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, the scoreboard show is next. We'll take your calls at 355-NFL-1. Jaguars Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. The Director of Broadcasting is Patrick Cavanaugh. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. Ashlyn Sullivan directs the show for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Lagerman, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good night. Final score in overtime, Jets 23, Jaguars 20 on the Jaguars Radio Network.